And we follow up with an interview. A 5-day, 40-hour working week was the best model when most people worked outside the home on business premises during established hours. Technological innovation has changed all that. Can we take control of those changes and make them work for us in a positive way, for example, by working less for the money we earn? The UK's 4-day week campaign thinks the answer is a definite yes. As the campaign's homepage claims, the UK works longer hours than most of Europe. It is not making us more productive. It is making us stressed, overworked, and burnt out. It is time for a 4-day week. Joe Ryle is the director of the 4-day week campaign. Speak Up asked him why so many people feel it would be impossible for them to work less.
I think that highlights the problem. There is an unhealthy addiction to work where way too much of our identity is bound up in work. What we found with the evidence where people have moved to a 4-day working week is that actually by working less hours, you're more productive in the time that you are at work. And so I think it's about getting the balance right. And it isn't about not working. It's about just having one extra day to be able to cope with all the different aspects of life, whether it's bringing up a family, doing the shopping, doing life admin. It's just getting that balance right.
Many people are worried that advancements in technology have actually created more work rather than lessened it. We asked Ryle if that were true, and if so, why?
I think the smartphone generation are living in quite an unhealthy culture, this kind of always-on culture where you're always expected to be taking emails, and the kind of boundaries between work and the rest of your life are very blurred. These new models of technology, which have happened over the last few decades, are making us more productive, and so therefore, we're performing more productively at work. We should be at work less, and that hasn't really happened. All of that greater productivity hasn't really been passed on to workers in more free time, more leisure time. Where it has gone is it's gone to bosses and greater profits. And so this is about reclaiming our time.
As Ryle explains, a 4-day working week would not only make us more efficient, but also feel more responsible and valued in our jobs.
Number one, don't overthink it. There's a real danger in overthinking it and overthinking every single possible eventuality. The idea behind it is fairly straightforward. You know, it's reducing hours by 80% while maintaining pay and trying to be as effective as a business or organization. So don't overthink it. The second one is bottom-up approach is much better than a top-down approach. So trust your staff and the implementation. Involve them in the process of moving to a 4-day working week because they know their jobs better than anyone else. Thirdly, I would say give it a go, trial it first. You know, we do always recommend trialing it for 3 months or 6 months first, which gives you some leeway and also helps make the case to management, you know, that if it's just a trial, they don't have to stick with it. At the end of it, it's not working. The last one is think about ways in which productivity can be improved and business performance can be improved before doing a 4-day week. Because if you can find those hours that are being wasted in a week, and every organisation has hours that are being wasted, we all have tasks that we do at work which don't really contribute towards the kind of output of an organisation. If you can look at those hours that are being wasted and improve on that before moving to a 4-day week, it's going to make the transition a lot smoother.
And, says Ryle, a 4-day working week isn't just a necessity, it's an inevitability.
I think it's starting to spread. I do think it'll be the future. I mean, if we think about automation and new technology, and there's more of that to come undeniably, then we're going to have to be smarter about sharing work more equally across the economy because there's going to be a diminishing amount of jobs anyway. I think we're at the very beginning of a transition to a 4-day working week, and I do think it will be the future of work.